Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. I wanted to record a quickie today and share with you the real reason why you're currently not where you want to be. This has been a game changer for me, and going from making just $8,000 an entire year, my first year in business, to breaking through to $600K the very next year. And I'm telling you guys, what I'm about to share with you today is short and sweet, but it is a freaking game changer. If you just sit down, be ridiculously honest with yourself, write down the questions I'm going to share with you, write down all the reasons behind the questions, all the excuses that you have, and do something about them, you're literally not going to recognize yourself. You're not going to recognize your life. And this is an exercise that I actually developed from hearing this, first of all, many times from different people, but it wasn't until I actually sat down and did this exercise in November of 2016 after listening to something that Tony Robbins said. And I don't remember exactly what that something said, but he shared a story, and all he did was share a story. He shared an example, and I was like, wait a second, I think that's what's holding me back. And when I listed all of the reasons around why I wasn't where I wanted to be in my journal, I was like, oh my God, just having the awareness behind it itself was magic. So the real reason why you're not where you want to be, and the real reason why I was so financially held back and stayed broke and couldn't move my business forward in 2016 is because there is a story around how where you currently are is benefiting you. Now, most people are not willing to admit this. In fact, most people aren't even aware that this is an issue. Nobody looks at their financial situation if they're broke, or their relationship situation if they're single, or whatever it is that, let's say you have a desire to get somewhere, but you're not yet there. Most people, think about that scenario in your life right now. Think about that area of your life, and think about the fact that the reason why you currently aren't where you want to be is because there is a reason behind how your current location is benefiting you more, at least in your mind and how you're thinking about it, than actually achieving your dreams. And it sounds so counterintuitive. Most people, their gut reaction is to go, no, that's not true. There is nothing good about being broke. There is nothing good about being single when I want to be in a relationship. There is nothing good about this. There's nothing good about being overweight. There's nothing good about being XYZ. And when you're actually sitting down and getting creative and being honest with yourself and asking the right questions, because you guys know I'm all about asking the right questions, it's a game changer. So the benefit that you have, the story that you've created around where you currently are and how it's benefiting you, that benefit is far outweighing the consequences of being where you currently are and the consequences of what you're missing out on by not taking action on your deepest desires. This benefit, in your mind at least, just sounds way better, especially to your ego, the part of you that doesn't want you to step outside of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is familiarity. It's the zone of familiarity and stepping out into something that's unfamiliar to your ego, the part of you that's keeping you safe. It looks at that action as a danger zone, right? So whatever your dreams and goals are, your ego is constantly looking at you like you're the most irresponsible person for wanting to put yourself in danger. And it sounds so laughable right now because for most of us, our dreams and goals have nothing to do with putting ourselves in a ring with a bunch of lions, right? Or tigers or bears. Like it has nothing to do with us stepping out into an African safari in the middle of it and just asking for all the lions to come and attack us, right? Or whatever the example is. For some reason, that's where my mind goes. Whatever your ego thinks as dangerous, where you might literally get really hurt or even die, your ego is going to prevent you from wanting to step outside in your comfort zone. And so that's why it creates stories. It gets very, very, very creative around all the reasons how where you currently are is so much better for you than stepping outside your comfort zone and going into the unknown and going into what's unfamiliar and going into what's uncertain that's going to inevitably get you to your deepest desires. And so it's so much easier to not take action and to give yourself even more reasons for why you shouldn't be taking action than just taking action, shutting up your ego and going after your deepest desires to find out that going after your deepest desires were so much better than your current situation to begin with. So my example for you guys, and this is taking you back to 2016, is I was really afraid of taxes. I was so afraid of growing my business because I believed that I would be taxed so much that I would be left with no money, which first of all, that's not true because that means we have 100% taxes, right? Which we don't, okay? So even if the tax bracket that I'm in, which is about essentially half my money, 50% tax bracket, that's still not 100%. Right. So even logically, you can think, well, Catherine, you can make so much money that taxes don't even matter. You know, when I look at the houses up on the hills, I live in a tall building. I'm on the 9th floor and I see the back end of the hills in Los Angeles. And I'm looking at every single day, $100 million mansions. And I'm always looking at those people and I see all human beings as equals. I see all human beings as spiritual beings in human form. And I always look at them and go, what is the difference between you and I? Like, why are you living in the $100 million mansion and I'm living in a $1 million condo, right? Like, what is the difference? And I find out every single time when I ask myself this question is there is no difference. And those people, what's so cool is that they're not worried about taxes. They're not worried about property taxes. They're not worried about anything, right? I'm sure they're human beings. They do have worries. But what I mean by is the fact that they're still living there and I'm living over here. And so the reason why I'm not there yet is because I still have some sort of belief work or inner work that I need to do about what's possible for me. There's still some action steps that I need to take. There's more inner work that I need to do. There's more belief work that I need to do. And eventually I will get to that level because I desire to live in the hills. I don't know if I desire like a huge mansion in the hills. I don't really want like a massive space. I think that kind of gives me anxiety for some reason. Like it's too big. It's almost like being outdoors, but indoors. You just have too much space. I like cozier feelings, but I do want that view. Right. And so when I look at people like that, where I'm like, they're not afraid of taxes. So why should I be? Why can't I make so much money that I don't worry about taxes? It's just something, it's a part of giving back to society. It's a part of me being involved in policemen being hired and firemen being hired and roads being built and us having libraries and services for people and all this amazing stuff. But for some reason, I created this story that by me avoiding taxes, I was actually in a much better off position than me creating more money. I was also afraid, and this is so ridiculous, guys, because when you actually do this assignment, you realize how ridiculous all your thoughts are around this. I was so afraid of my parents telling me that I had to pay for my own health insurance. Okay, how does this even logically make sense? Because if I'm making so much money, I'm pretty sure I can afford an extra $500 a month for health insurance, right? So that was pretty ridiculous. However, until I did this exercise, I wasn't even aware of that story. I wasn't aware that I was holding myself back financially because I didn't want to be cut off from my parents' health insurance. Then I was also so afraid of being on my own. I was so afraid of having to pay for everything, taking responsibility, having myself rely on myself for the very first time. And what's a trip about that, you guys, is that the fact that we're all responsible for ourselves to begin with, right? We're all responsible for our own lives. So there really is no difference here. And then, you know, these were all excuses to blame all the reasons why I'm not successful. And so it's so easy to get caught up in these stories if you don't actually write them down and think about the fact that these stories are benefits, for sure. Like, for sure they're benefits, but they're also false benefits, okay? They are reasons for you to stay in the known, in the certainty, in the familiarity, in the comfort zone, because your ego keeps convincing you that it's going to be dangerous if you decide to really go after it. And so the questions that I would love to invite you to ask yourself from this episode is, number one, what are all of the reasons why where I currently am is benefiting me, even if these are just false benefits? What are all the false benefits that I have for why I'm not where I want to be? What are all the false benefits that I have right now around money or around relationships or around the way I look and the way I feel about myself? Why I haven't written the book? Why I haven't stepped on stage? Why I haven't started the podcast? Why I haven't created the product? Why I haven't started the business? Why I haven't quit the job? Why I haven't divorced yet? Why I haven't left my boyfriend? Why I haven't moved cities yet? Right? The scenarios could look so different for all of us, but all of us are just feeding these false stories around why we can't. And instead, we're not focusing on the consequences of not going after the dreams, right? And we're not focusing on the actual ridiculously amazing benefits of us living our dream life. We're not taking the time to think about all the incredible things that will happen when we are living our dream life. And we think that our current benefits, right? We have cognitive dissonance because we have these beliefs that are in conflict with one another. Like, look how good it is here subconsciously, and look how good it is here consciously. And consciously, what I mean is, look how consciously it's great living my dream life, because consciously everyone wants to live their dream life. But subconsciously, everyone's like, well, look how great it is actually here. And because you have these conflicting beliefs or conflicting perspectives or conflicting perceptions, you have that cognitive dissonance, and it's going to create a lot of drama in your head. Okay, it's going to keep you unhappy. It's going to keep you frustrated. If you feel frustrated with why you're not where you want to be, it's because you got stories, you got false benefits. And so instead, what I want to invite you to look at, once you've written out all the benefits for why you currently are where you are, and then what are the consequences of you not going after your dreams? And how can you make those reasons stronger than the false benefits? How can you orient yourself into future thinking? How can you orient yourself into being excited about benefits that are going to come out of you taking action on your wildest dreams? And if you're doing this exercise right, the consequences should push you right into action mode. So I'm curious, and I'm going to summarize this one more time so you guys know exactly what you're doing. I'm giving you guys homework, okay? What are all the reasons why where you currently are right now is benefiting you, even if these are just false benefits, okay? And be super honest with yourself, get creative, and make up reasons. Because even if you try to make up reasons, it'll actually expand you into getting the real benefits. Once you start this process, you can't stop. And then number two, what are all the consequences of not going after your dreams, and how can you make these reasons stronger than the false benefits? Okay. And after that, I'm so curious what your takeaways are. And not just what your takeaways are, I'm really curious, and I want to find out what you are committed to doing. Okay. Has your commitment changed after this episode, behind going from where you currently are to where you want to go? Are you more committed to your actions? Are you more committed to the benefits, the real benefits, not the false benefits. Take a screenshot of this episode, tag me on Instagram at manifestationbabe, and let me know. And if this episode really helped you as much as it helped me when I was doing this process, where I went from $8,000 or $9,000 in all of 2016 to making $600K the next year, having a massive breakthrough and a massive leap into the right direction. And pretty much from then on, growing and growing and growing my income. And if this gives you as much of a breakthrough, even if it's just mental at this level, like even if it's just you experiencing a miracle, which is a shift in perception, a shift in perspective, if you're just like, ah, oh, aha moment, major aha moment, I would so appreciate you guys to share this episode with anybody and everybody that you care about and that you love, that you want to achieve their dreams too. And as always, I am so grateful for each and every single one of your guys' reviews of this podcast. This podcast has been growing and it's been such a joy to witness and such a joy to create, such a joy for me to share with you guys my thoughts and my practices, my tips and my tricks, and see how you guys are implementing them. It's been so joyful for me to watch, and I appreciate every single review that you guys leave. And as always, my gift in return for you is a free manifestation hypnosis. So if you take a screenshot, if you go and leave a review on iTunes and you take a screenshot before you submit it, so write it out to prove that you actually had something written, take a screenshot, then hit submit, then email my team a picture, a screenshot of your review. We will send you a free hypnosis, and you're going to get instructions on how it works. And you're also going to get the audio for you to listen to however often you want. And it's going to help you rewire your brain to become the creator and the manifester of your dream life. It's going to make this so much easier for you, where you basically rewire yourself from thinking about the paradigm or staying in the paradigm behind why you currently are where you are and going into where you want to go. So go ahead and do that. I appreciate you guys. I love you, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at manifestationbabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.